Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President-elect Donald Trump will have full control of the levers of government after it was confirmed that his Republican Party had retained its majority in the House of Representatives. His ally Mike Johnson, who will again be House Speaker, hailed the result as a new day in America. Here's Sumi Somaskander in Washington.
The result means Donald Trump will have a smoother path when it comes to turning his campaign promises into real-life action. We're more likely to see swifter confirmation of presidential appointments, judges and cabinet nominees, and Trump-backed legislation can clear Congress with little opposition. The majorities in both chambers are slim, which could cause some vote-counting headaches for both party leaders. But at least in the first few months of Donald Trump's second term, rank-and-file Republicans will be eager to fall in line behind their new president. That means Donald Trump should enjoy at least 2 years of limited congressional oversight.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has nominated the outspoken conservative congressman Matt Gaetz as attorney general. In that role, he'll decide whether the federal criminal cases Mr. Trump currently faces are dropped, Tom Bateman reports.
Mr. Gaetz is seen as a divisive figure by many fellow Republicans, as contemptuous of the rule of law by Democratic opponents. He is picked to become America's chief law enforcement officer and would lead the same executive branch of government that has spent years investigating the congressman himself, a sex trafficking probe closed without charge into allegations he denied. Mr. Gaetz backed Donald Trump after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol and voted with about 150 Republican colleagues to overturn the 2020 election result.
Other nominations included the former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence and confirmation Senator Marco Rubio will be Secretary of State. Iranian activists say a well-known human rights advocate and former journalist has killed himself at a busy junction in Tehran. Kianush Sanjari took his life in protest at what he called the dictatorship of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Kasra Naji reports.
In the early hours of Wednesday, 42-year-old Kianush Sanjari posted a message announcing his decision. He said if by 7 in the evening four named political prisoners had not been released, he would take his life in protest against what he called the dictatorship of Khamenei and his lackeys. In a later post, he also named a site in the center of Tehran where he was going to take his life. Hundreds of people, if not thousands, took to social media urging him not to do it.
Torrential rains have been lashing parts of southern and eastern Spain for the second time in less than 3 weeks. The river Benamargosa has burst its banks in Malaga province, where about 4,000 people have been evacuated. Road, rail and air traffic has been disrupted. World News from the BBC. The president of Argentina, Javier Milei, has recalled his delegation from the UN climate summit in Azerbaijan. Ana Lamas, the undersecretary for the environment, said she had received instructions from the foreign ministry but had not been given a reason. Mr. Milei has previously called global warming a socialist lie. Analysis by the American Library Association and Pen America has found that school libraries in Florida removed hundreds of books from their shelves during the last academic year. Among the titles on the 35-page list were classic novels by Margaret Atwood, Kurt Vonnegut and Toni Morrison. A spokesman for the advocacy group Pen said a restriction of access was a restriction on one's freedom to read. The Florida Department of Education called the list a stunt. The British Museum in London is to receive the biggest ever donation in UK museum history, a collection of Chinese ceramics worth around $1.2 billion. The 1,700 pieces have been on loan to the museum for the past 15 years from the foundation of the late British collector Sir Percival David. They'll now be permanently bequeathed. He purchased the items in Europe, Japan, Hong Kong and China. A diamond necklace with possible links to Marie Antoinette, the queen beheaded in the French Revolution, has sold at auction in Geneva for just over $4 million, well in excess of its estimate. The 300 carats of diamonds are cut in an 18th century style and form a scarf shape. Andres White Coriel, a jewellery specialist from Sotheby's, said the buyer was elated.
I think that the client who bought it is ecstatic. She was ready to fight and she did. And I think that is it's very interesting how a jewel that may be from the 18th century and you may think that is not wearable, it will be worn very much and very much loved for the time being.
BBC News.